Wilcox comes to CMS after more than 5 years as superintendent of Washington County Schools in Maryland. He described himself as hardworking, a listener, and a man of integrity. He also showed he can laugh at himself. Here he is being sworn in.
Having been duly elected as superintendent of schools by the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Board of Education.
Wilcox quickly recovered and says he realizes he has a lot of work ahead. His list of priorities include working to close student achievement gaps, getting more parents involved in their children's schools, and implementing the controversial student assignment plan. Wilcox says he supports the board's plan to shift more than 7,000 students, but says a lot will depend on how it's carried out.
What I would say to people is to watch us go forward, because we're going to continue to move forward with the board's plan, but we're going to really try to operationalize that in ways that I think make sense over time.
Another big issue Wilcox faces involves convincing voters to green light a nearly $1 billion bond referendum for the school system. The money would be used to build 10 schools and renovate or add on to others that are run down and overcrowded.
We believe that we can do it. We believe that the county commissioners not only support the work that we're doing, but will help us in that partnership as we ask this community to support its schools.
Wilcox says he also plans to reopen the discussion on the district's pre-K through 8 schools. Most were forced on low-income communities on Charlotte's west side. The district's new student assignment plan breaks up 3 of those schools into middle and elementary schools. In terms of staff, Wilcox says he doesn't plan to add any new administrative positions. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.